This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's three agencies of government when I get there that are gone. Commerce, education, what's the third one there?
Five.
Okay. So
Robert Scott Bell.
Are you aware of the ingredients in the vaccine?
I know there's some egg.
I don't think they offered us a list of ingredients, though.
But did you know that there's mercury in that shot?
Oh, I did not.
Robert Scott Bell.
The only thing that supporters of the raw food movement are sick of is people telling them what they can or cannot put in their mouth.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
In the end, she gave up.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Her husband didn't think so.
He was a coward. Being strong, not giving up. It was just his place to hide. He pushed away the pain so hard, he disconnected himself from the person he loved the most. Sometimes when you win, you lose.
That was Robin Williams from one of his most deeply, overtly spiritual films, What Dreams May Come. And, of course, last night, last Saturday afternoon on the air, we learned of his passing. And I'm going to have to open today talking about Robin Williams here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, which is okay. I don't mind doing it. Some of my thoughts that will be coming out. Also, I just want to give you a heads up. Super Don's on his way across the Klamath Pass. He'll join us hopefully sometime during the show. We also have back pain on tap. That's why I want Super Don to be here to listen, because Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum will be joining us in a little while as well. We've got some cannabis updates. We've got what else do we have? HPV, back-to-school shots updates. Man, this show, we're chock full. If you want to call in, I think the phones are up and running. If not, we'll check it out. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Go to robertscottbell.com, and you'll be plugged into where we might be going tonight with you here. All right, let's see. Robin Williams passes from this great, planet. You know, if I call it a great planet, well, it's the one we got. We're on it. We're living in it. We got our Earth suits. He abandoned his Earth suit yesterday, evidently. And the controversies abound, of course, about the way in which this happened. Robin Williams is the kind of guy who touched a lot of lives around the world with his indomitable spirit, his humor, his pain, I'm sure, that brought the humor on. And I'm included in that. You know, going back as far back, I mentioned last night with Super Don, Happy Days, and then Mork and Mindy, and followed his career, a manic, improv beyond improv. His ability to just tap into the streams and just bring them out and make you laugh without end. And, of course, it's sad to see anybody go, especially someone that has impacted your life. So, of course, you know, you could have family members as well. And of course, at the same time, I think, well, why are we talking about one guy, Robin Williams, when, you know, who else has died on the planet? What about what's going on in the Middle East? What about our banking system? What about this? What about that? Well, life is about a little bit of everything. And I don't mean to say it's the most important thing in the world, but it is something that has attracted and has grabbed our attention, and there's a reason for it. I pray that it would be something that would be positive and uplifting ultimately. But when you lose a guy like Robin Williams, who made people laugh a lot, that it's a sad thing. Because what we do here is we cover serious issues of healing on all levels. Yet as feedback from you attests, that we do it with humor as well. Because without it, life would kind of suck. You know, it wouldn't be good enough. And humor comes from a place that is far higher than anything here on planet Earth, in my opinion. I've talked about the sacred ancient names for God that are out there. And whatever your belief system is, I'm happy that you're happy with it. But humor. And I find it interesting that word contains an ancient sacred name for God. We've talked about it occasionally all over the years here. H-U. Human, humor. And you want more hue, more love. I call that divine love, spirit in your life. Laugh a little bit. Laugh a lot. Even in the midst of tragedy, like losing someone like Robin Williams. Now, there are going to be, and there are, in fact, critiques. In fact, one of the links I have in the show notes at robertscottbell.com today was, let's see, who is this guy? Matt Walsh. He's got a blog, and he says, Robin Williams didn't die from a disease. He died from his choice. Now, this gets into a heady subject, perhaps even a judgmental subject, the issue of suicide. While I would never condone it, I do have an inkling of understanding of the pain that might drive somebody to do it. And funny enough, we're going to be talking about back pain, funny enough, with Dr. Teitelbaum today. That time, all those years ago, 15 years ago now, I think it was, when I had such back pain where my back gave out just reaching over for a bike. It was the feather that broke the camel's back, so to speak, and I went down with the pain of a million people screaming from my back. And that was, I'll never forget that. It was like a fire of pain consumed me in that moment. And it wasn't one that just came and went. It stuck with me. It stayed. And I could understand with that intense discomfort, and that's an understatement, how someone could say, you know what? I think it's time to go. I cannot tolerate. This is insufferable, intolerable. Now, I don't know. I was not in Robin Williams' head or body to say what kind of pain he had. But I do know from what even there's a 2010 piece from The Guardian in the UK talked about a movie that had just come out. What was this movie called? I'm reading it here. It's a piece, The World's Greatest Dad. And, it was a brutally intense piece. And I'm not going to go into the details of the plot, but at the time, he was talking about not the movie, but more about his battle with drugs and alcohol and recovering from heart surgery. And I may have mentioned that yesterday on the air, that I felt I remembered something about him going through some form of open heart bypass surgery of some kind, which indicated to me that on top of the drugs and the alcohol that he abused, cocaine in his past, and of course just alcohol itself, will deplete your body of key vitamins and minerals. The B vitamins are just going to be wiped out with the alcohol, which can lead to depression, indeed. Selenium is sapped from the body, which can lead to also depression. How much of his life was spent ingesting essential fatty acids? I don't know, but chances are probably good if he was abusing alcohol and drugs in his life, and he was also on statin drugs, based on having come out of cardiovascular surgery, perhaps even blood pressure medicines. They depleted his body, his cells, of vital energy. They, who are they? The doctors. The doctors who prescribe approved, government-sanctioned, approved, FDA-approved medication. Patented pharmaceuticals. The pharmaceutical industrial complex strikes again. Now, this is not to say that Robin Williams may not have carried pain with him throughout his life that dogged him into addiction. But it also begs the question of where in the mainstream media, maybe it's too soon, are the questions about his nutritional makeup or anyone's in a depressive state like this. From childhood through to adulthood, through the time where he finally took his life. And what would remove the governor on that behavior? Normally, we have a strong survival instinct. You could pretend you don't care, but you do. When you see the end is near, you're going to find a way to veer or do something. You're not going to, no, I'm not taking my life. There's a normal inhibition to that. What is it that could remove that inhibition? Well, extraordinary pain and suffering, potentially. Yes, that can happen. But also, what other medications was he on? I don't know. Was he on Paxil, Zoloft, Prozac, known to also remove the inhibitions to carry out suicidal from ideations into behaviors and actually take your life? What does this teach us? What will it teach us? I don't know what the autopsy report will say about what was in his system. But to say simply that it was his choice and he will be condemned to hell forever because he committed suicide, I think it's an overly simplistic viewpoint. I don't share that belief. I also don't condone suicide either, so don't call up and say that's what I'm saying here. But what choices did he make that preceded the suicide that allowed others to enable, ultimately, him taking his own life? Would I then look to modern medicine again? You betcha I would. Absolutely. And I think it plays a very role, is very culpable in what happened to Robin Williams. And I know I'll miss him. I look forward. I think he's in a couple of other movies coming out. The Night at the Museum movies where he played Teddy Roosevelt. He was going to do Mrs. Doubtfire, the second one. Did he have financial issues? Perhaps. What was the one thing that put him over the edge? The question we may never get an answer to, but I feel like when somebody famous that has impacted so many lives, has brought so much laughter, I am talking about it in a way that, you know, hopefully honors the memory of this man. Could never replace him to his family, especially. But I would love it to be a discussion now of really beyond just, okay, he was depressed because of an emotional issue, and I don't want to belittle that. But what about the adjoining, if you will, nutritional or nutrient deficiencies or toxin proficiencies that would allow somebody who is depressed and has a problem with this and addiction to take it to the nth degree and leave your earth suit? Abandon it altogether and abandon your family and your loved ones. What is it? If you want to call in this hour or next to talk about this, I'm open to that. 866-939-2355, 866-939-BELL. I mean, it is a serious discussion. It is a somber discussion. But in Robin Williams' life work, he has brought so much uplifting humor, irreverent humor. And he's even made fun of himself and his own tragedies and his own weaknesses. Take a breath with that. All right, guys and girls, boys and girls, we got lots to do. We're going to continue. If you want to talk Robin Williams, we'll do that. I want to bring some sunshine into the discussion. We'll do that. Super Don isn't here yet. That's okay. And we've got Jacob Teitelbaum, Dr. Teitelbaum, talking back pain at the bottom of the hour. Pain. Yeah, I know. We've all had it. Are there safe ways to get rid of it without getting rid of our earth suit? That's the big thing today on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check it out, robertscottbell.com. Say thanks to our sponsors. They make it possible. We'll be right back.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Let's bring some sunshine into this discussion here. Obviously, if you'd like to call in, you can do that. I'm going to give you a secondary toll-free number just in case. 877-317-6432. 877-317-6432. All the links are up at robertscoutbell.com. I find it interesting, too, that Robin Williams began drinking. I think he stopped in 83, picked it up again in 03. I think he was making a movie in Alaska or something. I don't know if that was like when there was the Midnight Sun or not, but... the sunshine is another aspect. Dr. Sunshine, as Dr. King likes to call it. The vitamin sunshine, D, and beyond. A study from Northwestern University in Medicine in Illinois at Urbana-Champaign indicates that all-day exposure to natural light, even by means of a window, leads to longer sleep duration at night, as well as increased physical activity and quality of life. Another one of those basics that is so overlooked if you work and live, you know, in a darkened environment. Right now in the southern hemisphere, our listeners down under need a little extra sunlight. You got to work it to make it happen. It also, switching gears, just memory. I'm thinking back to the things in high school even. Do you know, I went to a high school that had no windows. Does that explain anything to anyone? There were no windows in the high school. Actually, the only windows were in the library. And you rarely get to go there to hang out. But no, there, and I think that was on the north-facing side of the school. So what the heck were they trying to do? And I know not every school is like that, but the one I did. What are you doing to children? Denying them this sunlight, locking them into rooms, and they cannot see the light for the entire day unless they go out for some PE, if they even still do that. But quality of life depends upon our quality of light and, of course, duration of light. Even the CDC acknowledges the role of vitamin D production. At the same time, they'll warn you to stay out of the sun because you don't want to get skin cancer. So another issue, getting outside and feeling this majesty of creation. I don't know that Robin Williams took his life so lightly that, you know, he lived to, what, 63, which is not long relative to what he could have, perhaps. But he survived depression until then. What was it at that point? I ask you again. The final depletion of nutrients, the coenzyme Q10 reduction, that you know you can't make the energy, the ATP, etc. And at that point, you're exhausted, you're depressed. Exhaustion is a form of depression. Cellular depression, if you will. How long does it manifest out if you already have wounds and injuries from his? So getting someone out, if you find that they are depressed, wounded somehow emotionally, there are simple things that we can do, including, of course, supplementation, essential fatty acids, and even cannabis to take the edge off of the anxiety, perhaps, of the trauma, whatever it might be, the endocannabinoid system that needs to be nourished as well. There are things that we can do, and the sunlight is a big part of that. So bring somebody out that is a friend who is sad, family member who is sad. Get them out in the sunshine or some form of light that will make a difference for them. Even the far infrared, you know, that source is not complete, but it certainly has tremendous medicinal benefits and the relinquishing of some of the toxins that deplete those nutrients, like heavy metals, in the body that, again, lead to depression. Now, we've discussed in depth over the years here with Dr. King, especially the issue of depression and how many homeopathic remedies we have to reverse it. And one of those is the, sorry, Super Don's not here to hear this, the inky juice of the cuttlefish, sepia, S-E-P-I-A. And how we swing as humans between different emotions from that depression that usually comes when we're exhausted from the fight, from the frustration. You know, when things don't go our way or when you see the injustice. I mean, heck, yesterday I was a bit ornery on the air, wasn't I? I was maybe a little frustrated because I just looked at this Ebola thing and I said, they're doing it to us again. And I don't mean the microbe. I mean the fear of the microbe, the fantasy, the pharmaceutical fantasy that would get people to roll up their sleeves and sacrifice their children to the vaccine industrial complex. And I had had enough. And it got a little silly, too, which is good. Which is good. I hope you get a little silly with me each and every evening, 6 days a week here, 5 nights in the East, 7 to 9 p.m. By the way, frustration, the homeopathic remedy is Argentum Nitricum. And if you are, let's say, we got frustration, we got anger. If you're very angry, that's the other one, swing of the pendulum, Stramonium, S-T-R-A-M-O-N-I-U-M. Now you get the three homeopathic remedies that carry the entire pendulum swing, get you back to balance here. All right, Jacob Teitelbaum, Dr. Teitelbaum, talking back pain with us, his back. No pun intended, after this break.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement. Detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water, check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The power to hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. And HB Extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB Extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again. And they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, welcome to the greatest show on earth.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Alive, it's alive.
The masked man who outsmarted you on your game is none other than
Robert Scott Bell.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
Robert Scott Bell.
You see, we're on a mission from God.
And joining me now on that mission, Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum, nfatigue.com, author of many books. We've had him on before. It's been too long. Dr. Teitelbaum, I can't say thank you enough for all your good works out there. Very kind, the heart of a healer he has, and he's with us now to talk back pain. I mentioned my own back pain, how it got me to understand why someone might want to leave this life. But Dr. Teitelbaum, you're helping us all out today with back pain. Thank you.
Well, absolutely, Robert, because you have 31 million Americans suffering needlessly with back pain, one out of four suffering with pain in general, and it's not because of lack of treatments. These pains are almost always able to be effectively treated. The problem is lack of education in the part of physicians. Doctors are taught to give arthritis medicines like ibuprofen that kill over 30,000 Americans a year or operate, or that if there's anything anybody else can do to help their quacks, that's it. And it's really pretty pathetic.
Yeah, the mainstream poisoning model is not something that worked. And even I have, you know, good buddies that are medical doctors. And at the time, he's, you know, my one best friend at the time said, don't even try the opiates. They're not going to touch the pain that you have, Robert. And it took, you know, chiropractic care, essential fatty acids, homeopathy combinations to get me out of the crisis. It wasn't a drug.
Well, let's go ahead and let listeners know there's three key components to treating pain in general. And one, you need to understand that pain is not an outside enemy. It's more like the oil light on your body's dashboard saying that something needs attention. But if the light was just flashing and you didn't have a manual to say, oh, add oil, you know, what are you going to do? So for those people with back pain, three key areas. One, I want to mention, first of all, that x-rays and MRIs are essentially meaningless. The studies show that they bear virtually no relationship to the pain in most cases and will almost always be read as, oh, my God, look at these horrible changes. So ignore what the x-rays show. They really, there's a medical term that fits them. FOS. So anyway, but they're not reliable. So how do you go after pain? Number one, you go after the biochemistry. And we do that by treating what we call shine. Most pain is either muscle inflammatory. So treat sleep, hormonal support, infections, inflammation, nutrition, exercise as able. So if you do those, you can find pain goes away. But let's talk about some crazily effective herbs. Willow bark, twice as effective as Motrin and head-on studies. Boswellia, which is amazing if used the right kind. Devil's claw. I like a combination called the back pain formula by Europharma. Excellent for back pain. Another good combination is N-Pain. Curamin, which is a combination of four herbs, including curcumin. Very effective. If you want a topical, comfrey cream. So many, many things you can do from a biochemical thing to treat the pain.
And the biochemical, of course, is what you're talking about is working with the body as opposed to fighting it and opposing it and making a greater biochemical burden. I think that's a distinction with you as a physician recognizing that and encouraging folks to go away that will actually help them and not hurt them.
Well, if your oil light is going off, the standard medical approach is to put a Band-Aid over it, and if that doesn't work, to surgically remove the oil light. We're talking about adding oil and fixing the leak.
But what about structural issues? Because there are structural issues that can be addressed, but I think that surgery is, in my mind, the worst last resort, if you should ever consider it, because there's so many things we can do structurally before we'd ever need to resort to that.
Absolutely. And most back pain is muscular. It comes from shortened muscles, weak ligaments, and those pull the structure of the spine out of place. So anything that's structurally, whether you're using chiropractic, osteopathic manipulation, somebody who does good myofascial release work, all of these things can go ahead and release the muscles and release the pain. But again, until you treat the underlying root cause, whether it's one leg being shorter than the other, thyroid deficiency, magnesium deficiency, you're going to find that those muscles will go right back into shortening again, and the relief is going to be transient. So using the structural energy work, chiropractic, acupuncture, those kind of things can also be very, very helpful. But in my experience, they work best when combined with the herbs, nutrition, and homeopathy.
Yeah, absolutely. We're more than just a musculoskeletal system, and it takes all those things. It takes everything. And I agree with you wholeheartedly. Even in my case, I learned, you know, I married a doctor of chiropractic at the time she was in school, that I had bad biomechanics. And there were years of microtraumas that set me up for that one gotcha moment. And I said, I don't want to ever go through that again. And I made sure that I would care for my body much better.
Now, other structural things include what are called ergonomics. If you're sitting at a desk all day and you have your arm, your elbows hanging in midair because you don't have wrist support and elbow support by your computer. Now, walk around with your hands put straight out in front of you for a couple hours and see how your back feels and your shoulders.
Yes.
So simple things like that are very, very important. A good chiropractor, a good body worker can guide you with that. But then there's also the mind-body component. You know, the our buttocks are part of our back, and people are called a pain in the aspirin.
Yes. I call it a pain in the aspirin.
There you go. So it's important to know that sometimes the back pain is simply a way to avoid feelings. This is work done by Dr. John Sarno. And it's an interesting thing. The psyche is funny in that way. If there's an uncomfortable feeling, it will find all kinds of ways to distract us from that. And one of those is pain.
Yeah, and by the way, Dr. Teitelbaum, to confirm that, another aspect beyond just the physiological explanation of what I was doing that created the back pain was a lot of angst and fear about my future, my financial situation, my independence. There was a lot going on emotionally at that time in my life, and it played itself out in that one major episode. I had a lot to learn.
Mm-hmm. So what you need to do with the feelings is feel them, express them, and then let go of them. So how about if I give people a recipe for back pain for the listeners out there?
A recipe to get rid of it, I hope.
A recipe to make it go away.
Yes, yes, go for it.
So we talked about the three components. For the biochemical, I would start with a vitamin powder. I like the one called the Energy Revitalization System vitamin powder. You can get it at any health food store. We have it at End Fatigue. That's going to give you 35 pills of supplements in one simple drink. You'll be amazed. I mean, I still remember this, I was walking down the street one day, and this guy eyes me from across the street, and he's staring at me. Then he runs across the street, picks me up, throws me in the air, gives me a big hug, and I look at him and say, "Do I know you?" Mm-hmm. And I said, he said, "No, but I had back pain for 20 years, and I took a vitamin powder, and it went away." So, I mean, just, these are simple things. So start with the vitamin powder. Start with the back pain formula, and I would add something called Curamin, C-U-R-A-M-I-N, to that. Take both of those for 6 weeks, those two herbal mixes together. See a good chiropractor or somebody who does myofascial release work to release the muscles. And then every time you get the pain, instead of focusing on the pain, use that as a signal to say, okay, there's some feelings I'm avoiding. What are those feelings? And then take 15 minutes and simply feel the feelings. Don't try to understand them. Don't try to explain them. Simply feel them. And each time you have the pain, go into looking for feelings that are uncomfortable, feeling. Your psyche will get the message that that's not working anymore to distract you. So if you do this simple mix together, most people are going to find that their back pain goes away.
And again, you're taking that body-mind-spirit connection, embracing it, as opposed to running from it. You know, you put your problems behind you, you'll end up with a back problem. That's why people don't often say they have front problems, because they're not putting their problems in the front to deal with
them. What's in the back is unconscious.
Yeah, exactly. It's behind you, you don't see it. So these are some very practical steps. By the way, endfatigue.com, I have it linked up in the show notes. You'll see a picture of Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum there at robertscottbell.com. You can click through, link through, and find all of these things. Also, read his wonderful books. And your passion for healing, in my mind, is legendary. You've done such great work, and you continue to do so. And
that's
as
awesome
we talk
stuff.
More, go ahead, Jacob, go ahead.
And can we talk, when we come back from break, I'd like to talk about Alzheimer's and dementia. And
oh, no, yeah, we still got a couple of minutes. I didn't mean to rush you there. I'm just acknowledging your good works here, but we got a couple of minutes before break, so we can actually start into your discussion or thoughts on Alzheimer's, absolutely.
Well, let's start by finish with pain in general before I go into the break. And then when you come back from the break, maybe we'll do Alzheimer's.
Sure, go ahead. Yeah.
Because, again, besides back pain, 1 out of 4 Americans suffer with chronic pain, and it's unnecessary. Again, pain is your body's way of saying something needs attention. It's like the oil light on the dashboard. And here's a quick mnemonic to help you get pain-free for those who have pain. It's the word shine, S-H-I-N-E. In our research, using fibromyalgia as a model for chronic widespread pain, the majority of people, by the end of 3 months, the pain had gone away by using SHINE, and this was a double-blind study to where they no longer qualified as fibromyalgia. But the same principles apply in general. So S is for sleep. Are you getting your 8 to 9 hours of sleep a night? And the average night's sleep in the United States until 130 years ago used to be 9 hours a night. Sleep is when our body does repair and healing. So if you can't sleep, there are herbal mixes that are awesome. I like one called the Revitalizing Sleep Formula. The smell of lavender is very good. When the colder weather months, an Epsom salt bath, 2 cups of Epsom salts in a tub of hot water and add some lavender, and you'll find remarkable for helping the muscles relax and for healing. So that's the sleep component.
Well, and yes, the shine is linked up as well. And the second one, and we got about a minute, but hormones are next on your list.
Absolutely. Low thyroid, low testosterone, low estrogen, low adrenal, infections, especially candida. If you have nasal congestion, sinusitis, spastic colon, you got to treat the candida. Nutritional support, we talked about using the vitamin powder, even CoQ10, some ribose, other nutrients, and then exercise as able. You'll find with these things, most of the pain that people are feeling will start to go away. And then I add curcumin to that and end pain, and it's remarkable.
All right, well, we were relieving and getting beyond back pain here with Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum. We got another segment. We'll go into further into neurological degradation, perhaps addressing brain function, neurological function with Alzheimer's. Does it have to get you? I don't think so. We'll talk about it with Dr. Teitelbaum after this break. He's at nfatigue.com. I'm at robertscottbell.com, and we will be right back with more powerful healing.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works. And works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case. Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
A brief interlude on Robin Williams here with Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum. James Lipton asked Robin Williams about heaven on his show, The Actors Express. I thought it'd be interesting to hear.
If heaven exists, what would you like to hear God say when you arrive at the pearly gates? There's seating near the front. The concert begins at 5. It'll be Mozart, Elvis, and one of your choosing. Or just a nice, if heaven exists, to know that there's laughter. That would be a great thing.
Oh, yeah.
Just to hear God goes, two Jews walk into a bar.
Hey, Robin Williams laughing right to the end there and made a lot of people laugh. And Dr. Teitelbaum, again, appreciate you so much. And your perspectives on life itself have shaped your compassion as well.
Well, absolutely. And again, Robin Williams is one of my favorite actors. And a lot of his comedy came from the pain that he was suffering. That's often the case in people mm-hmm. who are creative. I had a time that I was wondering if I wanted to live. I remember in my late teens, early 20s, I solved that in a very unusual manner. I went skydiving, and it was about one-tenth of a second out of the airplane falling through space that I pulled the ripcord and said, okay, I want to live.
yes.
But, you know, it's a funny thing, because we'll see also with addiction these days that you know, people who are going through addiction issues, we treat them as if they're somehow emotional and spiritually defective, when really they're just treating their own pain. And Robin Williams had a part of himself, and we'll often see people who have the biochemistry can be flipped off, other things can be going on, that they can be in a really deep shadow where they don't see any way out of. And sometimes death is the way that people choose. Addiction is the way that people choose. And they need understanding and help. They need love and appreciation. Not this, oh, we can't make fun of blacks and gays anymore. I know, we'll make fun of people who are addicts. Like, you know, right. So, Robin Williams, special man.
Yeah, he touched so many lives around the world. That's why there's this outpouring of grief for someone under just extraordinary circumstances. And, of course, unless you walk in a man's shoes, it's hard to know what exactly they were going through. But, again, knowing what we know of his medical history that has been made public, we certainly have some reasonable speculations about some things that occurred there. And then concern about the future, neurological degradation, Alzheimer's. I've talked extensively about the statin drugs, which I'm certain he was on if he had been through heart surgery, that depletes CoQ10 and facilitates neurological degradation by reducing the fat, the cholesterol that is critical for brain and neurological health.
Well, let's talk about it, because We have about 10 million people with dementia in the United States, about 5 million diagnosed with Alzheimer's, and about 30 to 50% of those don't have Alzheimer's disease. They've been misdiagnosed. This is what the research shows at autopsy. A recent study, 50% of people diagnosed with Alzheimer's at autopsy had no Alzheimer's at all. They had other things that were very treatable. So the thing is that in medicine, it's a gold rush. Find a medication that you can patent that'll make billions and billions of dollars, even if it doesn't help Alzheimer's, because it slows it a little bit, even if it's so minimally effective as to be a waste of time except for being profitable. This is where doctors are looking at now. This is where the drug companies are looking. But we ignore the common sense thing, that if you just tune up the brain a little bit, a 5% increase in function is the difference between not recognizing your kids versus being able to take care of yourself. And that's why people's minds go in and out from day to day. It's not that the Alzheimer's goes away one day, comes back. It's that at that point, minor changes in brain function equal major differences in how you function.
Sure, so, and the misdiagnosis is rampant, and very few in the medical field will even look to consider, for instance, the overburdening with heavy metals like mercury.
Absolutely. I mean, these things are ignored. What most doctors know is to give Aricept and Namenda, two medications that do not improve cognitive function in most studies. They simply slow the downhill slide. But there are treatments that can improve function, but they're natural, and they're not really especially patentable, and they're cheap. So we have a study that we've just begun doing what you call the MIND protocol, M-I-N-D, where we're going to treat metabolism, which means optimizing hormones, thyroid, adrenal, testosterone, even if the tests are normal. I is infections. You know how when you have, we have infections, our mind feels cloudy. Well, when you have that with Alzheimer's or dementia, that's enough to put you over the edge. So bladder infections, sinus infections, candida. You know, how do you tell candida? If you have clearing the throat all the time from postnasal drip or right. A lot of gas.
What is the ND? We're almost out of time here.
Nutritional support, including herbals like curcumin and drugs, getting people off
the drug. Well, Dr. Teitelbaum, I would like to ask you to stick around for one more segment because your insight is very appreciative. And I also want to talk about the endocannabinoid system and how the cannabinoids are helping and how that relates to addiction as well. So stick around, Dr. Teitelbaum will be with us when we come back. Super Don will join us. And I am here just to remind you this one simple truth, that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
An advanced proprietary technology is used to energetically encode all the ingredients that make up One World Whey. One World Whey is formulated to mirror human mother's milk. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.